This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Memorial Day weekend is a time for many things. Parades, cookouts, movie openings, the beach, if it's warm enough. Also, the latest in a new trend of holiday-themed campaign ads. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Presidential campaigns used to officially kick off around September with a few Labor Day ads. But those days ended with the 2004 presidential election when commercials started in March. Now every holiday is campaign material, even Mother's Day.
Ann Romney raised five boys.
That ad for Governor Romney started airing on May 9th, and President Obama just released this commercial for Memorial Day.
The sacrifices that our troops have made have been incredible.
Ken Goldstein tracks political ads as president of Cantor Media CMAG. He says both campaigns targeted certain voters with their holiday ads. Romney was appealing to women. President Obama reached out to white men.
White working class men is a particular segment of the population that has a high degree of respect for the military. You have Memorial Day, so you peg a creative to that.
But is this an effective strategy? Erica Franklin Fowler says yes. She heads Wesleyan University's media project, and she says holiday ads can even reach precious swing voters.
They're not looking for mass persuasion here.
She says the holiday parade of persuasion will continue. Just wait for the 4th of July fireworks, and then there's Halloween. Alex Vogel is a Republican strategist. He loves making Halloween ads.
The one that is most memorable did involve a candidate superimposed with a witch costume.
Voters have a lot to look forward to. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.